Restaurants that allow you to pay what you think a meal is worth are popping up around the country. The pay what you want concept isn't new. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, now, some owners are using it as a way to help feed low-income people in their cities.
For people living in poverty, going out to dinner is a luxury. Christy Melby Gibbons thinks dining out should be available for low-income people as well as those who can afford to pay. She recently opened the Trickle Bee Cafe.
I have just always felt like everybody deserves to eat healthy, delicious, freshly made food.
The menu changes daily, but the food is locally sourced, typically vegetarian, and consists of a salad, soup, sandwich, and baked goods. The suggested price range is between $5 and $7, but people can pay what they want. Trickle Bee is one of about 50 pay-what-you-can cafes across the country, dedicated to feeding low-income people, according to the organization One World Everybody Eats.
When they come in, they're dumbfounded, and when they leave, they're delighted. Like, whoa, what is this? You pay what you can?
It's lunchtime on a cold winter day, and right now, the cafe is packed. A church pulpit serves as the checkout counter.
Might be a little sacrilegious.
Melby Gibbons is a minister and believes this cafe can survive in an area full of fast food restaurants and boarded up storefronts. She says that on average, two people a day come in and have a meal without paying anything. And around 95% of her customers pay the suggested price or more. Luke Hansen says he and his family plan to give a bit extra.
You come to a place like this, and it really restores your faith in humanity. Just because somebody doesn't have a lot of money doesn't mean they're a lesser person.
Cookie Taylor is also planning to pay at least the suggested price. She says it could benefit those who can't.
I think there are people here who would eat better if they could afford to eat better.
For most pay-what-you-can cafes across the country, fundraising is necessary. Melby Gibbons says that in addition to the money made from the sale of food and beverages, she needs to raise about $28,000 to keep the nonprofit cafe afloat next year. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.